Only a few voters in next week's primary elections will have to make choices for next year's legislature. That's because most of the legislative seats will have opposition only in November's general election. Only one Democratic incumbent faces a primary challenger, Neil Foster of Nome, who was appointed to finish the term to which his father was elected before he died. Foster is challenged by Vincent Beans of Mountain Village, a member of the Lower Yukon Regional School Board. Few, if any, serious issues have developed for the five current House Republican races with intra-party challengers. Peggy Wilson of Wrangell faces Steve Samuelson. MatSU's Carl Gatto is challenged by Don Benson. Big Lake's Mark Newman faces newcomer Stephen Jacobson. Cherise Millett goes up against 10-year Alaska resident Jeanette Reddington, and Anchorage's Bob Lynn, who is running for his fifth term.
You know, I've worked very hard to represent you honestly and effectively, and quite frankly, I think I've done a pretty good job. But this election is not about the past. This election is about the future. Our future, the future of our children, our grandchildren, the future of everybody we love.
His challenger is Steve Pratt, an economist and businessman.
What I offer, I bring to the campaign is I offer fresh eyes, responsive ears, and with substantial public and private sector professional, economic, and energy experience, an authoritative voice.
None of the 10 Senate primary races involve incumbents, but one race has three Republicans vying to replace longtime lawmaker Con Bundy. Kathy Giesel is a registered nurse, Jennifer Johnston, a member of the Anchorage Assembly, and Mark Morinal, an Anchorage cardiologist.